Hello, friends. Happy summer to you, beautiful ladies. It's Robbie Page. I'm very excited that you're here on my podcast today. I'm here to add a little bit of value to you. And today I want to talk to you about something that I believe is a blind spot for women, if I can be honest with you. Let's talk about associations. Let's talk about who you surround yourself with. One of the things that I share all the time on my Connect calls that I have, which, by the way, if you are not a part of my mastermind, why are you not hanging out with me all week? Which is one of the things I want to talk to you about. I mean, not hanging out with me, but you know what I mean. But I get to tell these ladies, I double dog doo-doo dare you to hang out with me for a little while. So today I want to talk to you about who you're hanging out with. You guys, let's just be honest. Let me just share this with you guys. Come on. We tell our kids, I can tell who you've been hanging out with. I can tell who you spent the weekend with. I can tell where you've been because your attitude, because your words, because we say that all the time. But we don't realize, you guys, that it's really the same with us. If we hang around negative people, we become negative people. If we hang around sad people, we become sad people. If we come around and we hang around people who are dream killers, then we kill people's dream. If we hang around people who make fun of people, we make fun of people. You guys, I just came out of a season where I realized my attitude had become foul towards people. Well, I was put on this planet for people. I love people. Yes, some people can drive me crazy. Yes, some people I'm like, oh my God, sit down. But at the end of the day, my passion and my purpose is people. Okay, so I started to realize that I was becoming very negative, very fussy about people. And then I started to analyze my surroundings. And sure enough, I became what I was around. And y'all, I got to tell you, so many of our businesses look like, sound like, and resemble who we spend our time with. If we're not achieving a whole lot, I could guarantee you, you're hanging out with people who don't achieve a whole lot. If your husband doesn't pay all the bills and you're not just a great stay-at-home mom who gets to travel and drive what she wants and do what she wants, then you're hanging out with the wrong people. You have to be hanging around women who go and create their own income. If you want to live like some women that you see on social media, then you have to go do what they do. If you want to achieve the amount of success that they have, you guys, you got to think the way they think. And last night, I did a training in my mastermind. And I was training, please don't ask me how I became successful. Don't do that. Because you're looking for these steps. Like you want 12 steps, a poem, and an outline. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't have one. I really don't. I have been more broken and let's see, how could I put it? I have achieved less success more times than I have achieved an incredible amount of success. But what matters is the incredible amount of success that I've achieved. So what you should be asking me, okay, let's just be honest, Robbie, not what did you do to become successful, but how did you think? Yes, ask me that for heaven's sakes. You guys, it's not a matter of what you do. If it was just about X's and O's and strategies and call more people and post 46 times and do 12 reels, everybody would be successful, my love. But they're not. Why? Because we're beggars. We're negative. We're ungrateful. And that really is what's keeping your business stuck. It's who you're surrounding yourself with. It's the negative nannies. It's the people who like to talk about people. Did you guys know that if you insult other people, that your life becomes a life of being insulted? Oh, I had to learn that the really hard way. Did you know that if you talk about everyone, that people will talk about you? If you've ever read Jay Shetty's Think Like a Monk, he talks about dharma. Karma is when we get everything coming back to us, right? We reap what we sow. Dharma is when we put out negative energy and that negative energy finds us back. So I want to say to you, I'm here in your podcast ear to tell you, stop. Stop. Are your dreams coming true? Why are you not hanging out with me? Why are you not spending 4 hours a week with me? I promise you, you will be dangerous for your passion. You will be dangerous for your future. You will literally make more money than you've ever made. Right now, who you're hanging out with, here's your homework. Look around who you're hanging out with. You guys probably all earn the same amount of money. Look at the women that you hang around with. That's probably your life. Physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, all the lees. So that's what I want to ask you today. Who are you hanging around with? Who are you hanging out with? Who do you sound like? That, my friend, could be a massive blind spot to why your business isn't growing. So you're always invited to hang out with me. I'm here to tell you, if you want to get on a connect call, please let me know. I would be happy to get on a connect call with you. Reach out to me. Let me know. Facebook, Instagram, even though I'm taking a little hiatus on social media right now, but still I'm checking my messages. Reach out to me if you want to chat about what it looks like for me to coach you through your brain, for me to coach you through your mindset, for me to coach you through your attitude, for me to coach you through your own mouth. Yes, your mouth. Could your mouth be the reason why you're trapped? Could your toxic thinking be the reason why your life is not expanding? Your dreams are not coming true. I believe that they can be. That's just my 2 cents, because I know when I've gone from flat broke, bankrupt, hiding my cars, repossessions, no groceries, no travel, my current reality was a direct result of my personality. So text me 940-209-1400. Again, 940-209-1400. One more time, 940-209-1400. Fill your life with powerful women, ladies. Stop the insanity of ankle biters. Stop becoming a product of your environment of gossip and lack and poverty and pain and sadness and victim. Stop. July is going to be a great month. Are you going to be in a great position for July? Happy day, everyone!